It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on Integrative Medicine with Lucy Postolov. My name is Ron. I am Lucy's office manager, and I help her out on these podcasts. Lucy is a licensed acupuncturist and herbologist here in Los Angeles, California. She is in practice for over 20 years. Today is Tuesday, June 30th. 2015, a beautiful day here in the City of Angels, and today we have not one, but two angels on hand. Along with Lucy, we are pleased to have with us Kim Camilla, Hollywood's secret psychic. Kim is a longtime friend of Lucy's. She was born in New York City and is now back in Los Angeles. She has been featured in People magazine and is a regular on Radio Hot 92.3. Hello, Lucy, and hello, Kim.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for joining us today. We're very excited to have you.
Thanks for having me, Ron. This is great.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you, Kim, for being here.
Of course, Lucy. I love Lucy.
I feel honored.
All right. Okay. Now, Kim, I have a lot of questions for you, and Lucy has questions for you, because a lot of people are interested in the psychic phenomenon. Can you please tell us how you first recognized that you had this gift?
Sure. I have to say, I recognized this gift probably when I was about 3 years old. Now, that doesn't mean I knew what it was, but at three, I had sort of a knowing. That's kind of the only way I can explain it. It was a knowing in that I knew other things, and then sort of proceeded to become the mystic that I am and just look into, delve into the mysteries of life. I was never one to just sit around as a kid. I dug up everything I could on any information on the mysteries of life, on the occult, on psychic phenomenon, on just sort of what it was. So I sort of was a student of life with it, in having a gift, realizing but not understanding it.
And you understand it better today?
I feel like I navigate it better today. I can't say that I understand it fully today. I understand a lot more, obviously, and comprehend it in a better way, but I don't know if you ever understand some of the abilities that you have as a clairvoyant, as a psychic. It's almost unexplainable as far as how you get the information, what comes into you, your dreams, being able to speak to people on the other side, predicting so many things that come true. So I always sort of say, when people, ask me, how do you do it, I sort of say, I'm not sure.
I have a question. May I?
Sure, please.
Well, I am using Kim's magic spiritual advice for many years, and the things she told me and revealed to me were so amazing. And sometimes she would say something and say, no way, that's never going to happen, and 2 years later it did happen. So I want to ask you how it works and why people come to see you. I know why I'm coming to see you, but why other people come to see you?
People come for all different reasons. I mean, some people come to find out if they're going to get pregnant. Other people come, they're entrepreneurs and they want to know what direction to expand their business into, or what are the ways they can develop their business. Some people want to cast for films and movies. A lot of people want to look at, mostly health, money, and love. Those are big, big things. But surgery advice, advice with their kids, advice on when people are going to meet their boyfriend or their husband, where they should move to. Really every question in life come across my table or come across, you know, crime, government, you know, cracking cases as far as being sort of a detective or more of a, I want to say more of a, not forensics person, but someone who can go in and see if somebody's been killed. Not that that's my favorite thing. Relocations, job changes, business direction, product direction, home, health, on what they should do as far as making changes go. Should they stay with someone? Should they not stay with someone? So they come, my feeling is people come as a guide, even though people are learning to guide themselves more, or now that we're into 2015, finally people are waking up and sort of learning to open up their own intuition to be able to be more of a guide for themselves than really looking on the outside. I like to work with people in more empowering them for them to develop, because Lucy, you're super intuitive, so you know, it's more of, it's easier working with people that are tapping into their intuition or that are learning to tap into their intuition, because then you know that eventually you're going to be self-sufficient, or even on another note, it's that you're going to come to me with the right questions, just as I would go to someone being an intuitive, I would go to an intuitive and be able to ask the questions from a place of, I want to say, spiritual sanity.
Well, what I feel about you, that you are almost like a life coach, but with psychic mm-hmm. abilities. Is that accurate mm-hmm. to say?
Very accurate. People say that I'm like a therapist with a psychic twist, is normally what people say, that I guide them in a way that it's thorough, it's grounded, and it's very therapeutic, and I do give homework at times. And so it's more sessions. So it's more, it could be worked as a life coach in working through several sessions, or you can come to me and see, you know, when you're going to get pregnant, and maybe that's all you want to know. So it sort of varies, but I would say more now, this day and age in 2015, I would say life coach needs to be incorporated, because I feel like people, like I said, are learning to open up to their intuition, and healers like us, we're starting to teach people so that people are more self-sufficient and feel safer within their own skin in a world that doesn't feel so safe, even though that's a whole other radio show or topic. But it's important to open up to your intuition and to be able to work with a life coach in that way. So, yeah, I would say yes, definitely life coach, therapist.
I have. Can I ask a question? Because I'm just curious.
Then I will.
Okay. what tools do you use to read a particular person? Are you using instruments or cards or crystals? Can you, or does it change from person to person?
It's a really, really good question, because every healer has their own sort of tools, so to speak. My tools are. Somehow I've learned, and, you know, as I've gone on with my gift and as I've opened up more and developed more in sort of exercising a muscle, because it's almost like working out. We get stronger and stronger as you go on in time, for me anyway. And I noticed that, you know, at one point I could read people on the other side. I mean, that wasn't the case. I mean, I didn't know it when I was younger, but then I'm self-taught. So sort of like superpowers start emerging. My gift is used in different ways. I actually channel. So channel means just what it sounds like. You're an open channel for information to come in. Where's it from? It's from the divine. The divine is whatever you want to call God, spirit, light. And so in channeling, I will close my eyes, ask the person their name. And when I hear their name, I can hear the lineage. I can hear what's happening. I can hear if their father left. I can hear a lot in name. So psychically. So it's almost like I hear to see, or I listen to see in that way. And that brings me into their energy. And I get their birth date, and that gives me more information on their blueprint of who they are. And then I will either keep my eyes closed and channel and talk, or I will use, I might print out their astrological chart. Lucy and I are big on charts. We use them a lot. And I also use tarot cards, because people like to see pictures, and they kind of want something tangible. Because when you live in the psychic world, or when you go to see a psychic, there's nothing really tangible. You sort of, you come away with information, but nothing's really happened yet, so you're not really sure. It's sort of like, well, I have this information, but I'm not sure what to do with it. I'm just going to kind of store it away. And so psychics use different things. Pendulums, I'm not big on a pendulum. My thing is more cards and going into the energy. And, of course, astrological charts, like I said. But I could, you know, look at a fire and read someone, because off of the reflection I can get the information. So I can, anything that reflects, water, a glass panel, like a window, fire, anything that gives me a reflection, I can, what's called scrying. You can scry in, which means you can look in. And
scry? How do you like, spell that, scry?
S-C-R, so scry.
Scrying.
S-C-R-Y, I think it is, I-N-G, scrying. And so scrying, it's an old ancient, like Egyptian art, pretty much. Does that answer
the
question?
Yeah, super. Thank you, Lucy.
I want to share something from my personal experience, and it is quite intimate, but I feel safe right now to share it. Around 3 years ago, my husband of 33 years passed away from cancer, and my world literally collapsed. And I asked Kim to have a session with me, and I had so many questions. And she was able to bring him to the room, and I knew that it was him, because the answer she gave me was so intimate, and only two of us had a knowledge of that. Nobody in the world had any idea about what he was talking about. I mean, he was, I guess, channeling, or Kim was channeling and giving me all this information. But it was incredible comfort to know what I needed to know. And even the way he used the words, I knew it's him.
Wow.
Because each husband and wife, when they live together, they grew into each other, and they have their own terminology, which is very unique for them. And Kimberly was using the same terminology my husband was. So I knew she is not faking it. She is channeling. And the most interesting thing was that after the session, when I asked her questions, she had no recollection about what happened during the session.
Oh, so she was in a trance.
She was in a trance. She didn't look at me. She didn't look. She somehow looked in the air and was just talking. And it was a phenomenal experience. It probably, even now talking about it, I have goosebumps remembering that session.
So I knew what I forgot.
you didn't remember what you were telling me. And I'm not about to announce it.
No, probably not.
No. I also want to tell that Kim is a person of so many different talents. And recently she came to my office bringing fantastic essential oils packed in a spray, and there are several of them, and I love them. I use them at home. I use them in the office. My patients like it. So, Kim, do you want to tell us about your new product?
I would love to. But it's, as you know, it's called Sakina, which means serenity, and I pretty much channel everything, so any product that comes in is sort of like I dream of it, and then I need to make it. And so I came up with I'm going to just talk about the Trinity because there's too many other ones to talk about. But basically, I have Bring in the Love, which is sort of calming but seductive. It's harmony. It's sort of you take these sprays, you shake them, and you spray them around you. So they're energy sprays, and you can use them all day, every day. Anytime you feel like it, you can spray them around. And I have clients that say, we spray it in our house every day, and it keeps our relationship together, which is like such a cute thing. But the love spray, Bringing the Love, is it brings balance, it's restorative, it's lighthearted, it's anti-anxiety. So there's so many things kind of rolled into one. Then I also did Good Karma Day, which brings balance, and that one is, you know, harmony, also helps with any emotional imbalances. It brings freshness, it brings joy, it brings a little bit of a spiritual opening as far as the calming goes. That's why it's called Good Karma Day. And that one I love. It's a woodsy smell, where Bringing the Love is more of a really pretty, light, fresh, sensual scent. I would say Good Karma Day is very woodsy and grounding. So even when you're driving, you can spray these. And then Sleep and Dream is, that's more childlike. That relieves insomnia, exhaustion, takes away stress, takes away restlessness, takes away tension, reduces tension. And that one's, you know, people have said they spray every night and they sleep really well. So I love these sprays, and I'm just going to continue developing.
I use them a lot.
Yeah.
I really like your new product. I think you're very talented, and you designed it with, obviously, guidance from above.
Can I ask you one question? Going back to your abilities, do you necessarily need to have your client sitting right in front of you, or can you do something like this on the telephone?
No, that's a good question, too. I actually, I Skype. I do phone, so no, I don't need them to be anywhere. I mean, I can remote view even into real estate, you know, places. I can travel and go into different houses without having any kind of, you know, telephone wire or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Skype, phone, I say Skype all over the world, Singapore, Stockholm, London, Germany, India, everywhere, the United States, Middle East, anywhere, and it works the same for me.
Super.
May I?
Yes, please.
Okay.
It's your program.
But
your
you definitely
world.
The leading role in this program, so I'm asking permission to speak.
No, you just jump right in.
Oh, right. I'm going to share with our listeners that we have two-way relationship with Kim. Not only I am her devoted client and admirer, but she is also my patient. And she was gracious, allowing me to share that, because otherwise I would keep it confidential. So I see Kim for many years, if she's in L.A., probably once a week. And I would like to ask you, what do you get from my sessions? What do you get from acupuncture and from our conversations?
Mm-hmm. Such a good question, because there's so much that I get from you. Well, first of all, just in who you are, just as a healer, just that alone, how dedicated you are, how compassionate you are, how nurturing you are to your clients, how concerned you are, how just there 100%. I also love that you're a full-fledged physician, and that acupuncture is something you chose. So in the healing world, so, you know, knowing the human body that well, when I come in, first of all, you've saved my life several times, just from, you know, when I read people, sometimes I'll take on all their anxiety and then I end up with anxiety attacks, or, you know, I'll take on different ailments from people from just picking up their energy because I'm sensitive. So you have cleared my body, grounded my body, calmed me down fear-wise, because I am human, And I have all the same fears and all the same issues that people do. They just think, people think that psychics, I don't know, I'm not sure. Well, we do live in a different world, but at the same time, we live in this world in the physical plane. So, Lucy, you've done so much for me, from me coming in and being just anxiety-ridden and, you know, full of energy that I really didn't need, to grounding me, to clearing me, to having me meditate while I'm on the table, you know, just spiritually center me again, my chakras align, you know, having my body grounded in a way that works on the planet for me to do my work. Because, you know, a lot of the times psychics don't really live in their physical body. They forget because they're so in the spirit realm, you know, they spend so much time there that we forget to ground, and we forget to really, you know, that, oh, we live in the physical world, I have to do physical things. It's, you know, it's not all magic. And so you've helped me tremendously over the years with just whatever ailments I've had, to, you know, my health, to my spiritual health, to my emotional health, to simple grounding. When I walk out, I feel completely new. I go in one way, I can go in crying, or I'll come into Lucy's office crying just because I'm having a terrible day, and I will come out completely refreshed, centered, happy, and able to go about my life again. So you really do a reset on people as well as their physical health. And just
I'm glad to hear it. Thank you. I'm glad that
you're
my work helps.
1,000%.
Thank you. Thank you so much for kind of testimonial to my work. There is a big question. I don't know if we have time for it, but you mentioned a couple times that it is very interesting astrological time right now, with some planets go one direction, some planets go into another direction. Can you just in few words share it with our listeners? And I know it's probably a topic for another hour, but just few words. We're in the summer season, and I know that a lot of planets are doing something very unusual this time.
Yes, we are. We're going to not have a boring summer, that's for sure. It's going to be a highly emotional summer, and people really aligning with who they are. Venus, the goddess of love, is going into the sign of Leo. It'll actually backtrack into 0 degree Virgo, but it's mostly in the sign of Leo. So all the Leos out there are probably going to have exes come back and the creative projects, because Venus rules love, but it rules beauty, it rules project, so it rules a lot more than just love as far as romantic love goes. But people are going to have like a really great opportunity this summer to truly match up with their nature on what they want for love, probably for the first time on the planet in a very long time. That coupled with Saturn going back into Scorpio for the last hit on 3 months as well, will give us the grounding that we need and the soberness, so to speak, because Saturn in Scorpio is pretty sobering. It's not really boisterous. That will give us the grounding that we need to really almost take a serious look at how we can be more lighthearted and happy and bring more joy and have our lives work in a way that we live in beauty, not in drama, not in issues, not in anxiety, not in all the things that people are dealing with right now with the imbalance of the planet. So we're just going to learn to balance ourselves more. This is the opportunity to do it. It really, really is. This could clear like 30 years of pain. And, I mean, coupled with Lucy, when I come into you, I'm working on emotional stuff along with you doing chakra alignment for me, so that I can balance all that on a physical level with the emotional level. So it works hand in hand. So this summer would be the time to work on all the healing, because come October, it's gone. This window is gone.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us, because I think it's very important for people to know what's going on in the universe and how to make the decisions accordingly with the stars.
Okay, ladies, we are almost out of time.
All right.
Kimmy, if somebody would like to get in touch with you to book a session or to inquire more about your products, what's the best way for someone to get in touch with you?
I would say my website, which is kimlovemuse.com. Sorry, I was giving my email. So kimlovemuse.com.
All right, great.
What about your number? Could people call you?
Yeah, they can call me, sure. Sorry.
Can you give your number?
Sure. I'd be happy to. 323-683-6282. Yeah, it would be a good time to kind of get a love read for the summer.
Well, Kim, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you,
Ron.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, Ron.
And thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you.
Lucy, any parting words for our listeners, Lucy?
As always, be well and healthy.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.